particularly to our visitors, welcome. And thank you for visiting with us, those who are visiting with us for the first time. Let's try again. Can you hear it over the... Not. All right. Okay. Thank you. Putting on this mic is like getting dressed. Okay. I've been preaching through the book of Joshua, and I'm now in chapter 6, and I trust that today again will be a special blessing to you from the Lord. Let's just try and sort out the sound, and we trust the Lord that it will be all okay. Okay, are you at the scriptures in Joshua chapter 6? Praise the Lord for another week that He has carried us. And you know, every day we have by the grace of God. We live by faith. We've got no guarantees about tomorrow. And we live a day at a time in Jesus' name. I'm saying this because, yes, we have Corona, COVID-19 around. And yes, we need to be responsible in the way we act. And so, people of God, part of what we must do as a church is to educate you as a church. It's not something small, it's something big. This coronavirus, over 100,000 people have now been infected worldwide. And many people, I'm not sure how many thousands have already died. 3,500 have already died. And so it is something serious, and it is something that, because of the way the world is now, is spreading fast all over the world. We've had our first case reported in KwaZulu-Natal, somebody that came from Italy who was positive with the virus and so has been quarantined. Now, you've heard Jimmy say this, and I'm saying it to you again, that make sure you wash your hands as often as you can. Now, it doesn't matter what you touch. You can touch other humans, you can touch things, because the virus is attached to humans and things, by the way. And so you need to make sure you wash your hands regularly. And try not to touch your face after touching other people or other things. Because like Jimmy said, it comes through your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. And so if you touch your face in that way, you can expose yourself. So I am saying to you, please be responsible. But I also am saying to you, please do not be paranoid. Because we can't see where the germ is or whether we've touched it or not. And we can become so paranoid that, in fact, we give up living. Do not become too paranoid. You know, one thing I do regret, and yet it's almost a must. It's almost a given. We have decided in the beginning, when our fellowship was just beginning to grow, that we want to be a church of warmth. And a church of warmth is a welcoming church. And a welcoming church is a greeting church. And a greeting church sometimes is a hugging church. And I tell you what, I honestly stand before the Lord. Lord, I don't know what we do in situations like this, but I still want us to be a warm church. I still want us to be a loving church. I still want us to be a church that knows how to fellowship in intimacy. Please don't let this virus take this away. So what I'm saying to you is, be responsible. Be responsible to wash your hands regularly. And if you do touch other people, still make sure you wash your hands. If you touch other things, make sure you wash your hands. That is the solution we have. But we've got no solution really to COVID-19. They are trying their best to find an antidote for the virus. But we don't have one yet, no vaccine yet. They are working hard. Let us as the people of God pray that they would find a vaccine against the virus, okay? But please, let us not stop being loving one to the other. Now, having said that, there are some who might be a little more paranoid than others. If they don't want to shake your hand, please do understand. Okay? And if they don't want to hug, please do understand. And for those who want to shake hands and those who want to hug, please also understand that they want to do it. But let's be in agreement. If there's someone who doesn't quite want to take your hand or who doesn't quite want to hug you, let that be okay. Is that all right? Everybody okay with that? Good. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord protect us. May the Lord help us. And may the Lord give us a healthy attitude to both life and death. You know what? We're all going to die one day. Sooner or later. Now, I want to tell you what my philosophy is. Actually, it's my biblical belief. You will not live one day longer than the Lord will allow you to live. Am I right, Pastor? You will not live one single day longer than what God will allow you to live. He's the only one who gives life. Is that okay? And he's also the one who can withhold life. So my philosophy, my Christian or biblical philosophy is, Lord, I will live for as long as you want me to live. Amen. And I'm happy to live a day at a time, knowing that the Lord is in control. Okay? But not all has that faith. So understand. Okay? God bless you. Okay, now I'm going to go on with my sermon, but I just thought, let me share that with you. If you have your Bibles, let's read from Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went in or no one went out. The other way around. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand. That is my sermon title. I have delivered Jericho into your hand. Say that with me. I have delivered Jericho into your hand. Okay, the better or easier way is, I have given Jericho into your hand. Okay? Let's carry on. Along with its king and its fighting men, march around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear the sound of a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the people, advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord. Then Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets. And the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. And the armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets. And the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the people, do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day when I tell you to shout. Then shout. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men were ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the 2nd day, they marched around the city once, and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blasts, Joshua commanded the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in the house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted things, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted. And the sound of the trumpet, at the sound of the trumpet, and when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed so that every man charged straight in, and they took the city. they devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go to the prostitute's house and bring her out with all those that belong to her in accordance with the oath that you have made to her." Just till so far. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Our sermon title, "I have given Jericho into your hands." I have given Jericho into your hands. Now, you know by now, and I've repeated the introduction to this whole story several times, that God made a promise to Abraham. "Abraham, I will give you many seeds. I will give you blessings, and I will give you a land." The promise to Abraham about land has to be now fulfilled. They had crossed over the Jordan. They were camping out at Gilgal. They were circumcised at Gilgal. And now they are healed and they are able to do what God is telling them to do. People of God, just walk around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, you will go around the city 7 times in the way I tell you to do. I believe that life in Christ particularly, is a life of faith. I praise God for the fact that I am now serving the Lord Jesus Christ for 49 years. And I am what I am by the grace of God. I served the Lord for 49 years, not because I was special, not because I was good, not because I did everything right, and believe me, many times I did something wrong, some things wrong, and I still do something wrong. I am what I am by the grace of God. Salvation is something that comes by faith alone. The whole series I'm preaching out of the book of Joshua, I said to you in the beginning, was so that we may learn how to live the life of faith in the land that God gives us. And Joshua and the people of Israel had to learn the life of faith. How to live this life of faith. And so I have 3 headings that I would like us to look at here in the story that I have just read to you. They are alliterated so that you can remember the headings. The first one is the motivation of faith. The motivation of faith. The second heading is the method of faith. The method of faith. And the last heading I want you to remember is the miracle of faith. Living in the land that God is going to give us, living the Christian life that we have been given by God, is a life that needs to be lived by faith. God says in his word, without faith it is impossible to please God. They who come to God must believe. They must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So when I say to you, we live a day at a time, it is because we are given a day at a time. I cannot live tomorrow today. I have to live today, but I must live today with faith. And God is going to show us today what kind of faith he wants us to have. There is a motivation to faith. There is a motivation given here, and I believe that this heading or this title that I have given this sermon is exactly a motivation for faith. I have given Jericho into your hands. I have given Jericho into your hands. The people of God are on the other side of the Jordan. They are now in the land that God is giving them, but God is giving them this land bit by bit. And the first conquering they have ahead of them is Jericho. But Jericho is a daunting task. Why? Because Jericho has got high walls. Jericho has got thick walls. Jericho's got a wall around the whole city. Jericho has got big, strong gates. There's no one that can get in or out if they close those gates. But the people of God has been told by God, I have given Jericho into your hands. What does it mean when God says, I have given Jericho into your hands? Well, the first thing is, it starts by saying, God said, I have given Jericho into your hands. Beloved, faith must be directed in a God who makes the promise. Faith must be directed in the person who motivates faith within himself. Faith must be had in God alone. I can believe in my car. I can believe in my house. I can believe in my business. I can believe in my church even. I can believe in whatever else. I want you to know faith must be placed in God alone. And God is now motivating our faith by saying to you, I have given Jericho into your hands. However big our enemy might look like, God said, I have given Jericho into your hands. Whom did God say this to? God said this, I have given Jericho into your hands. He was saying it to a people who were formerly a slave people. He was saying it to a people who have no signs in warfare. He was saying it to a people who were suppressed for more than 400 years. He was saying it to a people who had no glory within in themselves. But he was also saying it to a people who knew who he was. They have walked through the desert knowing who he was. They have come to the border of this land that was going to be given to him, knowing who he was. They have gone through the Red Sea, escaping from the Egyptians. They knew who he was. They were now going to go through the Jordan River, and they went through the Jordan River. They know who he is. And if God says, I am going to give Jericho into your hands, then you know who is saying that. And it doesn't matter who you are. If the God who says it, said it, then you, all you need to do is believe because God said it. And beloved, I look around and I look at myself and I look at you. We are normal people. We are not people that can do great feats in the world. We are not recognized by most people. They don't even know we exist. But I tell you one thing for sure, and that is that we are the people of God. And God said to each one of us, I have given Jericho into your hands. So, however small you are, or however insignificant you may think you are, God has said to you, I have given Jericho into your hands. Remember Moses? Moses was inadequate. I cannot speak as I should. But you know what? Moses was God's man. Remember Jeremiah the prophet? He also claimed his inadequacy. Oh God, I am still just a child. But Jeremiah was God's man. Remember the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ? While the Pharisees would have disciples who were quite sharp, who were quite learned to learn under them, there came this rabbi called Jesus. And he chose fishermen to be his disciples. And in Acts, the Bible said they understood that these were unlearned men, but they had been with Jesus. You see what I'm trying to say to you? God is not telling a people who can depend on their learning or on their strength or on their money or on their gifts or on their talents, I have given Jericho into your hand. But God is able to do that even for those who had a low self-esteem. Like Moses who said, I am inadequate. Like Jeremiah who said, I am inadequate. And sometimes it goes even as far as other people saying, you are inadequate. But you are God's man. You are God's woman. And God is saying to you, I have given Jericho into your hands. You see, people of God, we are going to get Jericho because God has given us Jericho. And so I believe with all my heart that the people of God, you, will grow from strength to strength. But I also know that sometimes we will grow going from difficulty to difficulty. And sometimes the task will look impossible, but whatever the task is that God will give to you, God says to you, I will give Jericho in your hands, into your hands. Jericho was the first walled city for them. It was beyond their strength. It was beyond their ability. But God said, I will give Jericho into your hands. So, whatever your Jericho is, are you without a job? Listen to what God is saying to you. Are you without good health? Listen to what God is saying to you. Whatever your Jericho might be, God is saying to you, I have given to you Jericho into your hands. That's why I'm saying to you also, beloved, do not shrink from Jericho. God said, I will give it to you. Whatever the problem might be, do not shrink from your Jericho. Just believe. Just believe. Because this is what God wants His people to do. Just believe. Now, if you don't start there at the beginning, believe. Believe in God. You will have no business to walk around the city. Because walking around the city is an expression of believing. So we go by the motivation of what God promises his people. And at the same time, we know we've got to do what God tells us to do. It brings me to my second heading. And the second heading is the method of faith. The method of faith. The motivation of faith, the first heading I've given you, says to us, believe. Believe. The second heading, the method of faith, says to you, obey. Now let's see what it says. God prescribes a method. God said to them, I have given Jericho into your hand. We all believe that. Say amen.
Amen.
Right. Right. Now, we all believe that God has said, I will give Jericho into your hands. Now, listen to this. The prescribed method that God gives them. God says to them, you must march around the city once every day for 6 days. God says to them, and on the seventh day, you must march around the city 7 times. And so, beloved, the requirement is to march. What is it to march? To march is to walk in discipline. People of God, we are not only a people of faith, but we are a people of discipline. We must walk according to discipline. Then the people were told, and when you walk around the city, be silent. Do not utter a word. Do not say anything. Be silent and walk around the city that God is going to give it to you with silence. Excuse me. Obey. And sometimes God just tells us to be silent. Be still and know that I am God. That is the life of faith. And so, beloved, obedience means to do according to God's prescripts. Then he said to the carrying priest, the carrying priest must carry the ark of the Lord. And only the priest could carry up the ark of the Lord. And the priest that carried up the ark of the Lord, they would carry that ark of the Lord around the city. But you know what the ark of the Lord meant? The ark of the Lord meant the presence of God. The ark of the Lord meant the throne of God. The ark of the Lord means the direction of God. Because one of the sermons I preached to you in Joshua, you have never been this way before. But when you see the ark go, follow the ark. Because then you will know which way to go. And so, as the people of faith, we want the presence of God. We want the nearness of God. We want to follow God. We want to know where God is going to. We want to know what is God's agenda so that we can do the things that God wants us to do according to the way God wants us to do it. And then there were the blowing priests, the carrying priests and the blowing priests. Again, God instructs that there should be 7 priests. And they should have 7 trumpets. And they should walk around blowing those trumpets. Now, if this is what God says you must do, then do what God says you must do. Sometimes we are likely to innovate. When God tells us to do something in a particular way, well, actually, you know what, God? This way that I have devised is quicker, is better, is more effective. And we want to do the things that we want to do in the way that we want to do it. But faith demands perfect obedience. They had to march around the city for 6 days once only. They had to march around the city 7 times on the 7th day. They had to, after the 7th time, listen for a long special trumpet blow. And when they heard the 7th, on the 7th round, on the 7th day, the 7 priests blowing their 7 trumpets blow the special blow. And by the instruction of Joshua, when he said, shout, that the people of God had to shout. And that's all they had to do. All they had to do was obey. Do you read anything of battering rams in the story? No. Do you read of any ladders that was to lay against the wall so that they can breach the wall? No. Did you hear of any slingshots where they would hurl big rocks or even balls of fire into the city? No, I don't see any of that in the story. Do you actually hear some jets flying over Jericho? No, there are no jet fighters. There are no tanks. There are no missile launchers. Why? Because God is saying, this Jericho that I have given to you will not come by the signs of war, but will come by the miraculous faith of the people of God. And all that they had to do was shout. And when they shouted, the walls came down. Do you realize that? By the shouting, the walls came down. I am reminded of the power of shouting. Our Lord Jesus Christ stood outside of the grave of Lazarus, and he shouted, Lazarus, come forth! What happened? Lazarus came forth. Do you know that when the Lord Jesus Christ will come again with the angels for his people, those who belong to him, the Bible says, and they will come with a trumpet sound and a shout of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and they that are alive will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and they will meet the Lord in the air. I am telling to you that just a simple shout can bring down the walls of Jericho. So, what I am actually saying to you, when God said, I have given Jericho into your hands, God is saying, faith is the victory. Faith demands, first of all, the recognition of God's plan. Faith demands, secondly, a recognition of God's presence. Faith demands, thirdly, a recognition of God's power. As far as God's plan was concerned, walk around the city, march around the city. Be silent. Say not a word. Let the priests with the horns blow the trumpets. Let there be a front guard of fighting men in front. And let there be a rear guard. And these are the people that will walk around. This God has prescribed how faith must happen. And I'm saying to you, then, to summarize what I am saying as far as the method of faith is concerned. Yes, it means to obey, but it is recognizing the plan of God. Recognizing the presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant that walked with them around the city was the presence of God also encircling the city with them. Whatever you do in obedience to God, God will be with you. There will be never a point in your walk where you will be without the presence of God. Just do what God says you must do, and He will give Jericho into your hands. And lastly, recognize the power of God. God needs no weaponry. God needs no special technology. God can use just a simple shout of the people of God, and God can do what He can do alone. And yes, I believe that as the church of God, God has given us voices. Let us shout when God tells us to shout. Let us speak out when God tells us to speak out. Let us glorify the name of the Lord when we can glorify the name of the Lord. I have given Jericho into your hands. So the method required silent, prayerful waiting. But it also required anointed proclamation, as it did require passionate praise. The people had to walk in silence, silent, prayerful waiting. The priests had to blow their trumpets. That is anointed proclamation. And the people had to give a passionate shout, the passionate praises of God's people. We're going to work together in this venture that God has given us when He said, I have given Jericho into your hands. Let us, as the people of God, be silent before the throne of God. Let us know, be still and know that He is God. And at the same time, let us do according to the proclamation that comes of the Word of God. We at this church, we desire to preach the Word of God. You have come here for a number of times, you have heard what has been preached, and I am certain that you know we preach the Word of God. And then, passionate praises. Oh, praise the Lord. Our worship is picking up. Our worship is growing. And praise the Lord that we should with passion, praise the Lord. So do not murmur at the methods of faith. Do not scorn at the substance of faith. Do not reject the mundaneness of faith. Faith is simple. Faith has always been simple. Faith will always be simple, believe me. And that's all that God wants from us, is to be a people of faith. My last heading, and that is the miracle of faith. The motivation of faith, God said, I will give Jericho into your hands. Only believe. The method of faith, God tells us how to walk around Jericho in order to get Jericho. All you need to do is obey. Lastly, the miracle of faith. Jericho was the gateway city to the promised land. If they conquered Jericho, then they would conquer the whole land. If they did not conquer Jericho, they will not conquer the whole land. Do you see how it works? So, Jericho was the first great victory of the Canaanites. But when victory comes, victory will always come by supernatural means. And when I say supernatural means, I mean victory will come by the means that God has provided. Faith, I say it again, faith is the only thing that leads to supernatural divine response. Can I repeat that? Faith is the only thing that leads to divine supernatural response. Faith can move the hand of God. What power is there in the sound of the trumpet? There's no power that it should shake the foundations of Jericho. What power is there in the shout of a previously enslaved people to tear down the walls and break the gates? The answer is nothing. But God can take what we consider to be nothing, and God can bring down the walls of Jericho simply because God said, I have given Jericho into your hands. Only by the power of God did the walls come down. No magic, only miracles. Do you hear what I'm saying? Only miracles. And God alone can perform miracles. I am actually asking, now that I'm thinking about it, why don't we walk around the city of Corona, COVID-19? Why don't we walk around it by the method that God has given us, in silent prayer, in proclamation, and in passionate shouts? Why don't we walk around this Jericho of ours called Corona COVID-19 and believe God for a vaccine by the shout, the passionate shout of God's people? We can do it. And nobody needs to know it out there. But we can do it as a church. We can do it as a fellowship. We can call upon the name of the Lord. In fact, Dave, Liz, maybe we should do that just for the last 5 minutes after this. Let us call upon the name of the Lord, and we come against this thing by faith. Because this thing is wanting to remove our warmth. God help us, and God can help us. And so I end my sermon by saying to you this: they obeyed, they showed that they believed, and through their obedient following of God's method, the stronghold fell, the walls was crumbled, and the enemy succumbed. How do we do that? We live by God's agenda. What is God's agenda? I will give Jericho into your hands. We live by God's way. What is God's way? Obey His word exactly. We live by God's power. Rely upon God. We are people of faith. We can rely on God. But above all, rely on God's purpose. God wants us to live in the land with victory. And lastly, but most importantly, God's glory. When we live by faith and we believe, and we live by faith and we obey, by that, God is glorified. Last night as I was preparing the sermon, I just started singing that hymn, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey, but to believe and to obey. To live by faith includes both believe and obey. May the Lord bless you that you would believe and obey. God bless you. Amen.
Okay, church.